It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
That is a classic.
That's
movie.
Not even the best line from that movie.
Oh, no. There's so many great lines from Better Off Dead.
I was thinking about Better Off Dead actually on Easter.
Really?
For real. I don't remember what happened, but someone was doing something, and it was like a surcharge. And they're like, how much is it more? It's like $2. And I was just like, I want my $2.
Damn, someone threw away a perfectly good white boy.
That's look at this. This is pure snow. Do you realize the street value of this?
Do you remember that character's name?
Booger.
Booger. Now, I have been in high school for 8 years. Trust me.
Yeah. And guess
seven years.
And Booger then graduated off to become Revenge of the Nerds,
yeah.
Where he was no longer Booger.
He was Snot.
No, it's Snot. No, but it was because he was the Belch. Remember, he won the
Belch.
Oh,
that's right.
But
that's got to be up in the gold standard, too, right there with Animal House.
I mean, there's just so many good ones. What happened to you? Well, after I, won the gold medal in the Olympics, I thought I could ski anything, so I just went up into the
K-10. I loved the two Asian guys who learned English from watching Wide World of Sports.
Can we get that? Better Off Dead. Okay, so Alex, Better Off Dead.
It's the car race, isn't it?
The car race.
Yeah. That is so good.
But the best is the description of them.
Yeah.
Two brothers. One learned all his English from watching Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
The other one, a race car driver. No English.
Yeah, that's
so. So they pull up and he's like, again. Oh my God! So
I don't even remember it.
What was his name even in bed? What was the name of John Cusack?
John Cusack? I don't remember. It's been a long, long time since I've seen these movies.
All right, 10 John Cusack movies in 30 seconds right now.
10?
Yeah.
Oh well, Better Off Dead.
Okay.
16
Candles.
2012. 16 Candles. He was in High Fidelity. One of my favorites. Wasn't he also in Gross Point Blank?
Yep.
If he was Pretty in Pink?
Nope.
Shoot.
16 Candles.
We said 16 Candles.
He was in holding the thing.
Oh,
over,
some kind of what? Say Anything.
Say Anything?
Yes.
He was in the one with the Welsh girl who's married to Michael Douglas, where they were the America's favorite couple or whatever.
Oh, I don't remember that one at all.
Oh, that was a good one where they actually hate each other and he fell for someone else. Like, it was like Julia Childs or whatever.
Julia Childs.
Well, like he was supposed to be dating, what's her head, the Welsh girl. I can't think of what her name is.
John Malkovich.
He was in Being John Malkovich. But do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Who's the Welsh who's married to, Oh, for crying
out loud. I'm looking it up.
There's only one Welsh actor.
Oh, Hot Tub Time Machine.
I forgot that one.
Which was actually a pretty darn good movie.
So Welsh.
Serendipity.
Welsh actresses. She doesn't look Welsh. She always plays a Spaniard.
What? Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yes, Welsh.
Really?
Yeah.
I did
100% sure Welsh.
I didn't know that.
So it was in it. It was called like America's Sweethearts. America's Sweethearts was in it.
Truly a sight to behold.
Here we go.
A man beat the once great champ. Now a study in mopishness. No longer the victory hungry stallion we've raced so many times before, but a pathetic, washed up, aged ex-champion.
All right, let's go.
I just love that these guys are driving around with a PA system in their car.
Yeah, and he's got that sweet car that then she ends up, the French girl ends up.
Oh, yeah.
The French can't fix cars. Yeah. Come on. We all know Peugeot.
Did you know John Cusack was in Stand By Me?
What do they want?
No. Oh, here it is.
They want a race.
Wayne Meyer. The kid from
Wayne
Green
Maya.
Bay.
See, here's a good example. Two brothers, one speaks no English, the other learned how to speak English from watching the wide world of sports. So you tell me, which is better, speaking no English at all or speaking Howard Cosell?
The chances seem slim that this once great has the nerve.
Come on.
It's fantastic.
That he once had.
So,
speed limits, a car,
this whole movie is amazing.
Never-ending story.
When we get big enough, like if we continue to do this and we get like a huge following,
yeah,
we should arrange for like a marathon of these type like dude bro movies.
Can I actually try something? Can we try something?
What,
today or tomorrow? Like, I don't know actually how many people actually listen to the show.
Well, no one knows.
I mean, some, but there is a way to find out.
How?
So here's what I want to do. All right, as you said yesterday.
Yeah.
Juicy Burger. Up in Thornton.
Yep.
Coming on board?
Yes.
All right. I want to see how many people who are listening to this show can get up to Thornton tomorrow and say, I don't know, something stupid, but something that says, you know, the Darren Copeland Experience.
Right.
I heard about you from the Darren Copeland Experience.
No. It's got to be, I'm here for the bowling update.
Would they know?
Would who know?
Oh, you mean they need to go to...
We're going to be up there
tomorrow. Okay,
so
they need to go to Juicy Burgers and say, we're here for the bowling update.
And what happens if they do that?
They get... I mean, that's... I don't know. I don't... I haven't been thinking this out. Come on, man.
Let's work something out with them first.
A plan half-baked.
Yes. Yes.
Will they be able to find the rest of the plan? Tune in next time to the exciting conclusion of... what?
So you've got this weird voice thing going on right now.
Well, it's just because I'm getting over a cold.
Must love dogs.
Why must I love dogs?
He was in that movie too.
Oh, he was in the Runaway Jury.
Runaway Jury.
Look at that one, pulling one out.
The Grifters.
Yeah, he was in that one. Wasn't he in some other like
War Inc., which by the way, some people believe was a sequel to Gross Point Blank.
Really?
Well,
I never saw War Inc. I like Gross Point Blank.
Well, he plays the same kind of guy, like this government killer. Undercover
yeah.
killer
yeah, yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a sequel, a prequel. To
oh,
Blank.
Okay.
So
War Inc., okay.
It's a pretty good 8 Men Out. I forgot he was in that. Cusack's been a lot of good stuff. I still got to go with High Fidelity, though. That's
is the best John Cusack movie?
In my opinion.
16 Candles.
Okay. It's hard to argue. It's hard to argue 16 Candles. I mean, I have no legitimate...
Well, I was a legitimate Thompson Twins fan, so like 16 Candles was like a... Wop, 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 wop. See? If you were here, I would deceive you. We should listen to
I know one
Thompson
Twins
song.
What song?
We Are Detective?
No.
What's that? Thompson Twins. Thompson Twins.
I think I only know one Thompson Twins song.
Hold Me Now.
Yeah, that's the one. That's
Hold
the one I know.
Me. Well, you have the one song, of course, from 16 Candles. If you were here, I would deceive you.
See, I did not know that was Thompson Twins.
Wop, wop, wop. When they're kissing at the end?
I did not know that was Thompson Twins.
Wop, 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 wop. Look at that. Surprisingly accurate for that. That was surprisingly accurate.
What?
My tone.
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember the song. I'll take your word for it, though.
All right. So what's the word? So, okay. So we're talking because, all right, we're sort of, this is the thing about baseball this is the thing about sports right now is we don't really watch, or we're not really watching the basketball because.
No, there's sports to talk about.
Sports
we're
to talk
just
about,
avoiding it.
We're not avoiding it. We're watching the Rockies leading.
Right. But we can't really do much.
Will the Rockies.
With the Rockies right now, since they're actually on the air.
I know.
And the Broncos stuff, I mean, we told people about it, so. I know, you hate the Broncos.
No, I don't hate the Broncos. The only interesting things that you got today, so you have OTAs, so this is just a time, so what OTAs really stand for is like, this is a chance for reporters to talk to the players. And so what you're finding out is and I've heard this from more than a few people that
you,
I know.
You were just about to start spreading rumors. Please feel free.
Oh, irrational rumors.
Yeah.
Irrational rumors.
Because I disagree with you.
Okay, this is what I feel.
Based on the guy I know who works in the locker room and has told me something completely different, but...
Okay, hey, listen. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, you got your sources. I got mine. I'm not telling you that anything... Listen, I'm not going to tell you that anything is this or that. Here's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing is that the players right now like Simeon better. That may change in 2 days. It may not, but that's what I'm hearing right now. That's all I'm hearing.
I don't think it matters what the players think. What matters is how they perform in the preseason.
You gotta go to war with the people you can count on.
You can't count on Simeon. He gets hurt and he's not a playmaker. Other than that, he's great. That's the old John Mackey or whatever. John McKay.
How do you feel about your team's offensive execution?
I'm all for it.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.